there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, so Lombardi Line, as we welcome you back here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Michael Lombardi there. I'm Patrick Maher. Hope you're having a nice, what is it, Friday already as we get closer and closer to the Super Bowl. Vinny Maliulo joins us now from behind the book. He's a Hall of Famer at the South Point. Stop by your local book. Contribute to Vinny's salary. We were having a conversation, Vin, about the props. So BetMGM, who sponsors the Lombardi Line, has 300 individual props for their players to play. What's the number you're sitting on right now at the South Point?
I think we're up to 325, 330, Patrick. And then today we'll I was just in the back with the staff, Chris Andrews, Jimmy Vaccaro, still putting up the rest of the props today. So, I you know, somewhere between 350 and 400, probably at the end of it. At the end of it all, and they're pretty standard, if you will, the ones that folks are most familiar with. And then on Saturday, so tomorrow, actually next week, we'll actually add some more. You know, kind of the cross sport props as well. You know, tie them into some NBA, some college, and some NHL games. I mean, it's amazing. And you know, you think about the evolution of props and how popular they've become over the years. And depending on the property, the props can comprise probably, you know, 60 to 65% of handle for the Super Bowl and in some places. So they're a lot of fun, and again, if you know, the evolution of props, and of course I can speak to that, has been fascinating over the years.
Vinny, what's the number one prop? What have you been getting hammered on besides the coin toss?
Well, you know, the coin toss has become, you know, the most popular one, right? I mean, and actually we've got how many? We've got three coin toss props. You know, what it'll be, heads or tails. Will the player that calls the opening coin toss be correct or wrong? And which team will win the opening coin toss? So, but besides that, the individual player props are starting to get a lot of play. And that's because, Michael, so for instance, if you look at rushing yards by Patrick Mahomes, I think we used like 10.5. You know, what will happen with a prop like that and many individual player props is that professional bettors will really get involved in this regard. They'll probably bet us over, and you know, our friends over at the Westgate posted theirs last night, and they used a higher number. And so professional bettors will do is they will make their number just like they do in point spread, you know, in games. They'll make their number on that particular prop. They will compare what we posted and bet us over, because I think those guys used probably about 6 yards more. And, you know, wait for that maybe to go up a little bit and then come back and bet theirs under. So looking for a middle, if you will. So a lot of the individual player props starting to get more play, and that will continue through the weekend. Alternate point spread props, you know, either team by anywhere from 3.5 up to 13.5 points. So obviously the more points that you lay, the better price you get on the plus side, and the more points that you take, the more juice you're going to have to put up. So those are the ones that are initially getting a lot of play right now.
How are you handling the limits on props?
Well, props, I mean, just, you know, it's props are 2,000 and upwards. I mean, you know, you're going to do so much business on them. So, again, it's like anything else, Patrick. You know, you've got a limit, but, you know, sometimes you need more. And if a bettor wants to bet a little more on props, simply ask for it, come to the counter, and, you know, they're probably going to get down for more, too. I mean, there are props that, you know, folks will bet up to 5,000 or more on.
Yeah, and the national anthem's included in those props, too. Vinny, what is the first half line for this game?
First half is the Eagles minus a half, Michael, and minus a quarter right now. And by the way, here at South Point, we've got the best VIG. I mean, we're using a nickel VIG for the game. So 105, and right now we're sitting at Eagles at minus one and a half points. So if you want to lay the Eagles, it's going to cost you 5 cents less. If you want to take the Chiefs, you're getting you're only putting up a nickel there. That's just on the side. In terms of the money line, a 10-cent straddle on the money line, which right now sits at Eagles minus 120 and plus a dime on the Chiefs. So right now, again, your question, a half minus a quarter for the first half, 24 over for the first half total, but nickel juice on the point spread, and a 10-cent straddle on the money line.
How about the first quarter?
First quarter, Eagles are minus a half, but plus 130. So if you if you like the Chiefs at plus a half, you're going to have to lay 150 there.
When you mentioned the rush yards for Patrick Mahomes, and you said there was a chasm of what, 6 yards between you and Westgate.
Yeah, I think they used six more than us.
Is that something that you immediately have a conversation about and say, I mean, because that's quite a difference. The 6 yards is quite a difference there.
Yeah, it is. But initially, too, you might make an adjustment. I think they already bet it. They already bet it over a little bit, Patrick. But again, you've got your limits and everything like that. But it you know, the other part is that what professional bettors will look at is what the public does. Like, the public loves to bet over. You know, public loves to bet, you know, their players, because they're so fantasy influenced, right? Fantasy football influenced. So I think what you'll see is it may even go up over, let's say in this case, at the Westgate, and then there'll be some under money. But we've already adjusted it now, and you know, you start with your juice, but you can move it up anywhere from 1/2 or full yardage increments.
Yeah, I mean, to me, you know, this is a game where I'm having a hard time visualizing how it starts. You know, Philly is so dedicated to getting the lead that first quarter number seems like a really good play, but you know, the Chiefs are also dedicated to getting the lead. And I don't know if taking or deferring is going to matter in this game. Of course, it doesn't matter to Andy Reid. He could care less about the middle eight, so it doesn't really matter. He might as well just take the ball and play from in front. So, like, I kind of get the sense that part of me wants to say Philly would be a good play in the first quarter, but I get the sense Andy Reid's going to want to play from in front.
Yeah, that's a good point, Michael. But although, you know, deferring has become so prominent, and you know, I think teams like to defer and hopefully have the ball to end the first half and then get the ball to start the second half, right? And you speak about that too, and it kind of brings up some memories. My first, and I probably told you, shared this with you, and I have to tell it every year. My first coin toss prop was back in the early to mid '90s. I think it was Washington and Buffalo, and it was simply, you know, coin to win a team to win the coin toss. And I look up, and you know, teams receiving the coin toss, and I just said, pay. They deferred, you know, and I wanted to pay in both sides, and you know, I mean, because I was thinking to myself, who defers? And it's the Super Bowl; nobody defer. So I had to run back the tape a little bit just to, and of course, you know, I hand paid all the half the bets, and then you know, the system paid the rest of them. I drove the CFO crazy, and he asked me that Monday. He said, how many other bets have you paid both sides to? I said, that's the only one. But I said, look at how much we did on the halftime, because everybody had extra cash to bet the halftime, and it was a huge success. But, deferring is more – I mean, we see it every week, right? I mean, in the regular season, and I think we see it quite a bit. We've seen it throughout the playoffs.
Well, I mean, the advantage of deferring is when you're on the road – so when you're on the road, it allows you to get the ball to start the half when everybody's going to the bathroom and having a hot dog. So the crowd's very quiet at halftime. When you're playing at home, you know, obviously you want your crowd to put them in a position to have to. But what's fascinating, I found, is the Chiefs' most highest scoring games this year all occurred on the road. 7 of their 9 highest scoring games occurred on the road. They scored over 30 points 7 times on the road. They scored less at home, which is fascinating to me. And the losses came on. They lost at Cincinnati by 3. They scored 27. They lost at Indianapolis by 3 on the road. But that's the only 2 times they didn't score in the 30s.
Wow. You know, and I think bettors are paying attention to that aspect, or part of certainly that's entered into the way they're playing this this total, Michael. And again, it's the Super Bowl, and people love to root for points because, again, if they root for their particular proposition bet to go over, then you figure that they're going to bet the over in the game, which they have. I mean, we opened at 49.5, they laid that up, they bet that up to 50, and now we're at 50.5. So. It's you know, that enters into what I think the mindset of bettors is, and it correlates to how they bet proposition bets, and when it comes to the total in the game as well.
Just out of curiosity, do you remember how many props you ended up posting for last year's Super Bowl?
I think it was a little over 400, right around 400. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're on. Yeah. Interesting.
We're on pace.
So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. 400. So you're on pace as you add more. As we get closer to the Super Bowl there. Wow. 400 options over at a local book there, the South Point. When we come back, we continue with the Hall of Famer, Vinny Maliulo, next here. Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, the Lombardi Line is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com or download the newly reconfigured app. If you're in Vegas, bring your state-issued ID to any MGM property. You're going to be ready to bet within minutes. You have to be 21 years or older. If you have an issue, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, Michael Lombardi there in Jersey. I'm Patrick Maher. Of course, Vinny Magliulo in studio there at the South Point, the Hall of Famer from behind the book. Just some clarification. So just looking at Patrick Mahomes' rush yard prop for the Super Bowl, interesting to note, DraftKings is all the way up to 20.5. BetMGM is 19.5. And you mentioned the Superbook opened, I think, 16.5, Vin, and you guys didn't open 10.5. You opened 13.5.
Yeah, at 13.5 over, Patrick. I got it, you know, with our 20 pages of props here, I transposed it with a distance of the first touchdown pass by Mahomes was from 9.5 to 10.5. So just to clarify, so 13.5, Westgate, I guess, got bet up. And which is not surprising, and we were bet up a little bit. At some point, though, when there's going to be a in that particular prop, if pros can find a 5 or 6 yard disparity, or if the juice works in their favor on less of a yardage disparity, then they'll probably bet both sides, either to get off it or to try to middle it. But that's how with so many props. And now so many venues with everybody putting up so many props, there's opportunities out there. Just like what we advise people during the course of the season on a weekly basis, right? Shop for the best number. If there's a 3 out there, and you're looking to, bet the favorite, you want to look and see if there's 2.5. If you want to bet the dog, see if there's 3.5. So you want to shop for prices on games. You certainly want to shop for prices on proposition bets as well. And you have the opportunity to do that. I mean, the Super Bowl prop betting menu is really one of the great shopping opportunities for bettors during the course of the year.
You know, Vinny, for me on the props, I always look at, the hard part I'm having is visualizing the game. And so props to me are all about visualization. And, the ball's going to go here. Like last week, I liked Hurts on the over 21.5 completions because I knew Philly was going to throw the ball to get the lead. Now, I didn't anticipate Purdy was going to get hurt and Philly was going to try to milk the clock. I thought that, it would have been a passing game all the way through. So sometimes you think some way and the game kind of goes based on an injury. But to me, this game, Philly wants to play from ahead, but Kansas City can play either way. And I just think, knowing Andy Reid, he's going to throw it a lot. And I think Mahomes is going to have to run for more than 20 yards for him to get anywhere, because I think the rush is going to start to get to him, and he's going to have to get away like he did against Tennessee. And in that Tennessee game, I think he had like 60 yards rushing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Michael, your correlation is right, and your thinking, right? And when you look at that type, so if you look at the quarterback completions, it speaks to what you're saying, right? So we've got Hurts at 20.5 with the over favored in terms of pass completions. We've got Mahomes with 5 more. So figuring that, yes, he will throw the ball more so than Jalen Hurts. Now, is that just a matter of style, or is that because they may be behind? I just think it's more of style when it comes to the way the Chiefs play, and if they're behind, the way he creates, right, the different kinds of pass, a lot of shovel passes, a lot of little flips and things like that. And of course, as long as it goes forward, it's a pass attempt, and it could result in a completion. So yeah, it's style of play. But you as a bettor are looking at it and saying, okay, how do I envision the game unfolding and being played? And that's what that's what's going to help you handicap exactly to make your selections.
The variance fascinates me. So let's keep this thread going. I'm curious on the quarterbacks and passing yards, Vinny. I'm going to give you what DraftKings has, and then if you could let us know what you have there at the South Point. So DraftKings on
passing yards, right? Okay.
Yep, passing yards. Pardon me. Okay. Mahomes on passing yards, DraftKings has 290 and a half.
And we've got 294 and a half.
Interesting. Yep, well, they are juiced up on the over minus 130 on the 290 and a half.
Okay, and we've got a flat minus a dime. Mm-hmm.
Right, so starting to head that way over at DraftKings. Jalen Hurts, they've got his total on passing yards set at 242 and a half.
That's exactly what we have, 242 and a half, and again, flat, as we say, which is, when I say flat, that's minus a dime on both sides.
Gotcha. And how much conversation, and again, we not kissing your butt, but it is three Hall of Famers back there having these conversations with you, Chris Andrews and Jimmy Vaccaro. How much conversation goes on about what other books? You mentioned the Westgate. You mentioned draft. Mm-hmm. I just mentioned DraftKings, BetMGM. How much conversation about what their numbers are for you three?
Well, I think initially not as much. They probably had more. And again, it's not a rate. We started putting up props on Monday, and these particular ones that we're talking about now, the quarterback props were up before yesterday. So I think the guys over there, just we all do the same thing, right? You know, we all look and see what's out there. But, you know, you're hanging your numbers. You're also getting played, and did they get played before? Now, this, again, it'll get accelerated. These bets, the money coming in will get accelerated for a couple of reasons. A, just about everybody else now does have their props up, so people are comparing and shopping. And you've got now the weekend here, and the folks that are not going to necessarily be here for Super Bowl are here now. So, you know, but the other part of it, Patrick, is you don't want to get caught up. You want to book your action. You want to, you know, be aware of what's out there. And maybe if you need to tweak something, it's a little bit of juice. But, you know, the bettors are going to tell you what they like. And the pros, they started to make their numbers just like we did, you know, before once the game was determined. The other part is, you know, it's not just, you know, Chris, Jimmy, Vinny. You've got your staff involved. And I learned a long time ago, when it comes to especially an event like the Super Bowl, a big event, get your staff involved to have them start to formulate, to get their opinion. And that's also a vital resource because they also know what's available out there. Oh, and by the way, so many of these, you know, we've got so much experience. Even though there were different teams last year, you still have a situation where you know the trend of bettors. You know the trend of the general public, and you know the tendencies of professional bettors as well. So again, I factor in the anticipation element when it comes to not only hanging these, but then taking the action as well.
Vinny, your experience over all these Super Bowls, give me an idea of where you think the South Point will close this line at 3:30 next Sunday night, 3:30 next Sunday afternoon.
That's a common question, Michael. And again, you know, when you look at how this game has been bet already, where we did open the Chiefs Sunday evening as a 1-point favorite, and they got, you know, the Eagles got bet up to as high as 2.5. And although when we, you know, we did take a $100,000 bet over at our sister property to Rampart, $100,000 at plus 15 on the Eagles. Where will it close? I suspect that it may wind up being closer to pick'em. Maybe it won because I think as the week goes on, people are going to start to realize they're going to. You know, I think a lot of it's going to depend on the health of Kansas City. Right now, the majority of the money that's come in on the Eagles is they're betting on the healthier team. Let's face it. You know, outside of a I think it's a left tackle that has a hyperextended elbow. They're pretty healthy, right? We know Mahomes is still not at 100%. Their defensive secondary, they finished with three rookies in the secondary last week, did the Chiefs. And, of course, their receivers are banged up. So I think people it's going to depend very much on how the progress of the Kansas City injuries, go through this week. But either way, what people are going to get involved and they're going to make their decision. So if they think that the Chiefs are not healing, then you're going to continue to see more Philadelphia money come in. But I think there'll be some Chiefs support. So probably not too far off of where we are right now. We're at 1.5.
This is a nerdy industry question. When a $100,000 bet comes in Sunday night at the Rampart, which is, you mentioned, a sister property, does the supervisor there get a hold of you or Chris Andrews to approve that play?
Yeah, they call Chris and just say, hey, look, we got 100, and it's pretty easy. It's not a long conversation. It's the Super Bowl. You're, six-figure
okay.
bets.
No need to dismiss my question. I was just asking.
I just didn't want to mention you as the better, Patrick, but if you want to get it out there, I mean.
it's like you might as well just give me the middle finger with that question. It's just like, yeah, of course, but whatever. I don't really care to answer your question, Patrick, but thank you.
I love answering your question. I'm just trying to keep you confidential. I don't, I respect your privacy. No, I know you don't want
that. That would be an MLS, a Major League Soccer play, where I still remember going in there, going to join Michael Lombardi on the Lombardi Line on a random Saturday morning, where the guy that was running the book at like 5 a.m. at the South Point peeked out from behind the corner like there was a drunk guy making an MLS bet at the window. And that sober guy was me. Anyway, Vinny, thank you, and best of luck with another Super Bowl for you.
Vinny,
the Hall of Famer, Vinny Melu.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's cheap because it's just an introductory offer, but we've never done it before, so I encourage you to take advantage of this offer. It's VSiN.com/subscribe. For $9.99, you get everything. You get Michael Lombardi's exclusive articles. We referenced the Adam Burke article talking about betting props on the Super Bowl. That's all there, and it's all included for just $9.99 right now. You get the Pro Tools, including the splits, which are the most popular by far. And every single day, we handicap not just football, but college basketball, hockey, NBA, the association. We get it all done for you. VSiN.com/subscribe for $9.99. It's a great deal. Check it out. Okay. Writing Spotlight, Michael Lombardi, Patrick Maher, this is the Lombardi Line. So you wrote about this earlier in the week over at vsin.com, Michael's NFL offseason moves article. So again, how an NFL offseason can make or break a team. Let's skip to the second bullet point here, and that is, should fans want players like Aaron Rodgers to come to their team? You mentioned right before we came out of break, Michael, that you think Aaron Rodgers is an important one to focus on. So let's do that. If I told you right now I made the Jets the favorite to have Aaron Rodgers as their starter next year, would you lay it?
So in my new book, Shameless Plug for Football Done Right, I have a whole chapter on trades. And so what I try to do in that trade chapter is break down why teams make trades and what is the impetus behind trades. It isn't just why don't we do this or that. There's a reason that becomes these big trades become highly motivated. And one of the reasons is we're just one player away trade. Minnesota, we're one player. We're Herschel Walker away from winning this thing. The Jets, to me, appear like a team that they think they're one player away. Now, it's a significant player, but they're in that one player away. So I think they certainly should be the favorite for Aaron Rodgers, particularly considering that their owner is all in on this. Like, they don't have to go sell him. You know, Jerry's over there talking about, well, I don't really want to, I don't want to mortgage the future. Even though I'm a wildcatter, I don't really go all in. I got that. But, I do think the Jets have to push their chips. I think Salai knows that it's do or die time next year. Like, he's not going to be able to get year four if he doesn't win year three. He's going to have to win. And so I think they'll go all in and they'll pay the price, and maybe they can convince Rodgers to continue his contract more. I think when you look at Rodgers doesn't want to change who he is. I think this is a really important thing. Brady went to Tampa and had a change. It was hard for Brady. In fact, if you go back through the beginning of his career at Tampa, it really wasn't very good. And then the second year it was good, but it wasn't a championship. Change for older quarterbacks is hard. Terminology change, all those things. I think he's going to want to go somewhere where he's comfortable, and that, again, fits the Jets.
So, Michael, you know this because your son Mick and the family are there, including the King Dominic. But Las Vegas is rapidly growing and expanding. But when talking about where somebody that's bougie and has money would live, there's really one city, and that's Summerlin. So I bring that up to say this. Las Vegas locally, which is a great Twitter follow, they asked the question, which neighborhood is Aaron Rodgers 12 moving to? Devontae Adams, who must follow Las Vegas locally, replied, mine, and his is Summerlin. So Devontae Adams, who played with your boy Aaron Rodgers there in Green Bay, is recruiting Aaron Rodgers to come to Summerlin and hang out with Mick and the family.
Well, I mean, certainly he would make them a better team, right? And they would solve their quarterback issue. But okay, what does it cost for you to get him? And what does it cost for you to – where are you getting your next one? Again, I think the key question is, where is Rodgers committed to 2 or 3 years, or is he just committed to one? Then the comfortability, right? Rodgers is used to running a certain offense for a long, long time. You know, when LaFleur went there, he was not very comfortable. The LaFleur went there under the advertisement he was going to run the Rams offense, which really never manifested itself because they end up running Aaron Rodgers' offense, right? Because Rodgers doesn't want to run the outside zone, turn his back to the defense, and bootleg. He doesn't like that part of the game. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. He just don't like it. So for Aaron to come into Josh McDaniel's system, which is a lot of things on the plate of the quarterback, it would be a little bit of an adjustment. I'm not saying it can't happen, but it would be an adjustment. And so the Raiders would have to handle that. Rodgers would have to see if he wants that. And then the Raiders would have to say, okay, where are we getting our next quarterback from? How are we getting this handled? See, for the Jets, they're under the idea that if we get Rodgers for 2 years, he'll fix Wilson. He'll help us fix Wilson. See, this is why the Rodgers in New York makes sense because they think they have their young quarterback. They just need somebody to get him to win for a couple years to teach him how to win.
Well, I don't know if that was Freudian, but you're right. Remember, there's some similarities here. Favre, at the end of his career, went to the Jets as well.
But there was no comp. I don't think there was any compensation on that trade. I think he just went there, right? Didn't they just retire and they really?
Yeah.
Right. There was no compensation. Yeah. So, and again, let's carry that story through. When he went to the Jets, Mangini was the coach, and the offense was hard for him to kind of get involved with. It was a numerical offense. I think Brian Schottenheimer was the coordinator there. So it was the digit offense, 475, X flank. You know, it was that offense that Rodgers has never run before, that Favre had never run before. He was uncomfortable there. You know, he left Minnesota with Brad Childress in a West Coast offense. He was comfortable with that.
You can recuse yourself. You don't have to answer this. But if he were to stay healthy, and I know that's a big if, Michael, but wouldn't Jimmy Garoppolo in that offense there with the Raiders, wouldn't he be freaking perfect for what McDaniels and Lombardi are trying to do with running that offense?
I think he would be ideal, right? So he would be perfect. And he also, if they have to bring Josh Jacobs back, right? I mean, the franchise number is only $10 million. Like, they got to bring him back. Like, that's one of the cheapest values out there in terms of franchise numbers because these running backs are not getting big-time contracts. So you got to bring them back. I mean, Tony Pollard's going to get franchised. Josh Jacobs will get franchised because it's too cheap not to. And so what Garoppolo needs is a system of offense that fits his skill set, which obviously they know in Las Vegas, and he needs a ground game that fits his system. He's not going to be the guy. Garoppolo needs to be managed. He doesn't need to be – he's not going to just, okay, I'll play with anyone. He needs a good run game. And one thing they do have in Las Vegas, they have – they got Adams. They got a great weapon. So, you know, they need more players, particularly on defense.
I think Adams is one of the greats I've ever seen. His ability, he's you always talk about just people that are straight from the crib and made to do it. His dexterity and his ability to adjust and catch the football, Devontae Adams, is really it's on another level. It's not just he's one component. He's just the body control is insane.
I mean, if he makes, you know, the catch in Kansas City where he didn't get his second foot down, and then
it was insane.
It was insane, right? I mean, if he just made that, if that catch, I mean, they might beat Kansas City in Kansas City. They lose by a point. I think this. The other thing is when you have someone like Adams, you can't do to Adams. You can't set. You can't have him have some quarterback who doesn't know how to play as the starter, right? Like if Kyle Shanahan would have said, okay, I'm going with Brock Purdy this summer, all those guys would have looked around and said, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing? We need, you know, the only reason he got away with going to Brock Purdy was because that was all that was left. There was nobody left, and the team embraced it. Like, we're all in this together. You can't start off with Brock Purdy. The team won't buy into that. There's no track record. For the Raiders, they're going to have to show Adams that they're all in. They're going to have to show Adams that they're serious about continuing this offense, that the move they're making, getting rid of Carr, is going to make them better, not worse.
You brought up the name, so I'll just follow through here. Do you think they'd have a hard time selling Purdy, not necessarily to the locker room and to the fan base? I don't know. Purdy as your starter next year coming off the injury, do you think that's a tough sell for Shanahan and the 49ers?
No, I don't. I think it's a tough sell to go to Lance if Purdy's healthy. Okay. It's not a tough sell to go to Lance if Purdy's out for the year with the Tommy John, if that's what he has. That's not a tough one. I mean, you're saying, okay, but I know Kyle well enough to know Kyle's not going to sit there and go to Cabo on vacation this week and say, oh, I got Trey Lance, I'm fine at quarterback. Kyle's going to dig into the quarterbacks. He's going to come up with somebody. Because, look, we know 70 guys, different players, played that position last year, started. The backup quarterback market's going to be huge. Could he sign Cooper Rush for a cheap deal? Think about Cooper Rush in San Francisco. What do you think that might look like? Very Brock Purdy-ish.
Yeah, exactly. You know Kyle Shanahan. Is he curmudgeonly on vacation? He's always mean mugging, man. He's always got a scowl on his face, Kyle.
No, I think he likes football. He goes down. I mean, look, the one thing that the world we live in today, you can be anywhere and work on football, you know? So why not have a view of Cabo?
He's always got that hoodie on and a scowl on his face. We come back. Amal Shaw joins.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you back. Wager at BetMGM, earn BetMGM reward points, convert those points into free bets. Airfare, it's the best loyalty program in the game. I tell you every day, it's like your credit card. When you make a bet at BetMGM.com or on the app, you get points, you accrue those points, and you use them to your advantage. Got to be 21 years or older. And again, 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. Okay.
We welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line. Of course, Big Bets is coming up next with Dave Ross and Amal Shaw. Amal's going to join us. Michael Lombardi, I'm Patrick Maher. As we say hi to Amal Shaw, we were just having this conversation about the quarterbacks. Your best guess on Rodgers, if you were laying a price, would you lay it going to the Jets?
I would not. I still think Green Bay goes with him. When you look at the NFC, Tampa's fallen off. You've got, obviously, Minnesota, who won that division. Philadelphia will be there. Dallas will be there. San Francisco's got some concerns at the quarterback position with Brock Purdy's injury. Jimmy Garoppolo's probably not going to be back. Trey Lance hasn't developed into anything. To me, I think there's still a possibility, if you're the Green Bay Packers, to come out of this conference. Now, first question I would ask is, and Michael, I'd love to get your take on this in terms of how you see Jordan Love, how you evaluated him coming out of college, and if you've heard anything about him in terms of his performance so far for the Packers. And then the other thing is, I would be looking at a package that's comparable to what you got out of Russell Wilson, because I still think Aaron Rodgers was better even at the apex, and even still far better than what Russell Wilson is today.
Well, all right, let's start there. Compensation-wise, I don't know how you can get that package because, Amal, are you sure Rodgers is going to play more than a year? I mean, when they traded for Wilson, Wilson wanted an extension, and he was convincing people he could play five more years. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But this is a rental. Now, here's what I think the Green Bay's doing. Green Bay's saying, look, we've dealt with this. It's hard to deal with them all the time. We were 8-9 with them. How bad could be me without them?
That's a fair point. Yeah, no, that's a fair point. I think the season got off to a rough start. But you know what? To me, if I'm the GM, I treat Aaron Rodgers like a rental car and you beat on him. You know what? I mean, we've seen how people drive rental cars. And to me, you know, you go all in here with this with Aaron Rodgers. I think it's a great opportunity. I don't know if he's necessarily going to win it for you if you're the Jets, but I'd like your chances with that defense. Breece Hall at the running game. I love the pick of Garrett Wilson. I think his team's got some pieces where they can get better. They've done very well in the draft, so I don't know if they're necessarily going to be apt to want to go away with their first-round picks. We saw the success they had last year with the rookies. It's interesting, but even if, Michael, let me ask you this. Having been in the front office, having been in this position, if I came to you and you're the Jets and I said, I'll give you Aaron Rodgers, you got to give up two first rounders and say a third or a fourth, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't do it. I'm getting them 1 year. Like, there's a different way to solve this problem. I can't be at the mercy, I can't give away my franchise. I got to find a way to solve the problem, short and long term. Because if I give you all those picks, what am I left with? I have 1 year. I'm all in. And if I don't win it, I'm done. I'm out. I'm going to get fired. I got to find a way to solve the problem without having to give up everything. And that could be in the draft. I'd rather trade up to get a player in the draft. Because I have no guarantee. If Rodgers told me he was going to play 3 years and it was committed, he was locked in, then I say, okay, maybe this is something we need to consider. But if you're talking about 1 year, and, you know, you're talking about, I don't know if I'm coming. I can't play the Hamlet role. Like, I can't to be or not to be.
Well, I'm not that well versed on Shakespeare, but what I am versed on is gambling. And I got to tell you, I'm a gambler. And I would take the risk for this reason. I don't know if there's any quarterback that you're going to be able to acquire for the 2023 season that's going to be a better option for the Jets than Aaron Rodgers.
I don't disagree with that, Amal. But you're looking at it as the window. You want to get paid at the window now. Right. And so when you're a general manager, you're not getting paid at the window. You're getting paid. You have to get that to the next year because they forget about what you've done. I mean, and so if you set your team up for 1 year and you win like the Rams have, okay, great. But look at the Rams. They're a mess. Now, maybe they'll get it back. But when they did the deal for Stafford, they were committed that Stafford was going to play 3 or 4 more years.
No, you bring up a lot of great points. The one thing I will say, and I know you'll probably advocate for this, Patrick, to me, I've always thought ownership should sign general managers to 5 to 7 to 8 year deals. And the reason is this. So many times GMs, and we see this in baseball all the time, make bad deals to sign and acquire players that really don't necessarily help you win enough to be a champion. And that's obviously the end goal in any sport. And so sometimes they make decisions that are not necessarily beneficial to the organization long term, but it might be detrimental. I feel like as a GM, your window is very short, Michael. And I get your point. If you go all in here and if you don't win with Rodgers, then it's a failure. And now you're out and you're set back several years like the Denver Broncos appear to be. But at the same time, you have the Rams, and you bring up a very good point. The team is in complete disarray, but if I'm Stan Kroenke and you say to me, hey, you got a Super Bowl, but you're going to be bad for the next 10 years, I'm taking that every day of my life. I kind of equate it to the Jordan Olajuwon thing. Yes, you could have had MJ. I love what Bob Knight said about Michael Jordan. Portland goes, well, we need a center. He goes, play Jordan at center. You know what? If you tell me I got a Hall of Fame player, Hall of Fame person, I'm going to get two rings with Hakeem Olajuwon, and I'm going to miss out on Jordan, I would take that every day of my life. We didn't know Jordan was going to be this great. All I'm saying is I like the risk because I think the Jets are good enough defensively, and you've got to get through these teams. I think KC's tremendous offensively. But defensively, I think they're a team that can still be beaten. Buffalo's got some flaws. Cincinnati's pretty good. If you're the Jets, do you think, let's say hypothetically it wasn't an absurd deal, they got Aaron Rodgers, would you have them as potentially the fourth best team in the AFC?
You know, I mean, I think they certainly would have raised their level. But here's the other thing. When you pay, right now they're operating on without a rookie contract. They're operating on a rookie contract. When you pay Rodgers,
right.
You know, the Jets, yeah. Now all of a sudden, so say you pay Rodgers $40 million. So now, you know, what you have in quarterbacks is $15 million. So now you're down, you're losing seven players that make about $5 million a year. I mean, that depletes your depth. So that depth that you have on your team, this is what affects Buffalo. Buffalo's got Josh Allen. Yeah. Their depth, they signed Von Miller, gets hurt. Oh, no, now we're in trouble. Our two safeties who we need, they get hurt. We have no depth.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And Cincinnati's window is two more years until Burrow gets an extremely large contract. But my point being is this, with an additional $16 million in cap, let's say you're paying Rodgers $40 million. So in essence, you're losing $24 million that you would have had options available. So I'm not necessarily going to sign off on the $40 million because you've got the additional $16 million in cap space this year. However, I still think that a player of his caliber with the talent and the team you have, I thought their defense was very good. Maybe the numbers don't bear it out, but to me, I don't think you're in as many three-and-out situations. You don't lose games like you did to the Patriots where your quarterback is absolutely killing you and doesn't even take responsibility for it. All I'm saying is that I think there's only a handful of quarterbacks that can change the fortunes of a team, and I think Rodgers is still one of those guys that can change your fortunes overnight. I think it just changes the disposition. It's like the great analogy Larry Bird had one time about Magic Johnson. He says the whole room changes when Magic walks into the room, his personality. And I'm not saying Rodgers has that type of personality, but I think his play on the field would translate into that. I think the dynamic and the energy that would be infused in Hempstead would be a lot different than it would necessarily be in some other places if you bring somebody else in.
Well, I mean, I don't disagree with that. And though I love the reference to Hempstead, they're just not there anymore. Hofstra, Hofstra is, they left us in the dark, just like they told us to take away the Dutchman name. So that's a great slip that we could talk about the Hofstra pride now. Why, I no idea, but it's there.
Flying Dutchman.
To me, I don't argue with you on the football side. I think it's cost. What is the cost?
Fair enough.
And, you know, and I think, look, one thing we do know, that when you know, like, for example, let's take the Bengals. The Bengals have Higgins up for a contract. They're going to have to trade Higgins because they're going to have to pay Chase and Burrow. They can't pay everybody. They're going to have to trade by Tyler. They're not going to be able to sign Tyler Boyd. You can't play a slot receiver. You only have so many choices, you know, and you can't pay everybody.
I would agree with that, Patrick, and what Michael is saying is absolutely right. My only thing is sometimes you got pocket kings, you can't fold them even if you think the other guy's holding pocket aces. You just got to hope he's got ace, king, or queens, and you got to go for it. And that's kind of how I feel like the Jets right now, because once this kind of window goes by and you get the guys, and I thought you brought up a great point. The quarterback being on the rookie deal, which we saw in Seattle, which we see with Cincinnati, makes a huge, huge difference. Otherwise, you got to go get the MBSs and the Juju Smith-Schusters of the world to replace the Tyler Boyds and the T. Higgins.
That's right, and that's what happens. And so you're not quite as good. And when you overpay for a good quarter, when you overpay, like the Giants are getting ready to overpay for Daniel Jones, watch how their depth, which they don't even have any to begin with, watch how that affects their team.
Patrick, I think Michael makes a ton of great points. I appreciate you sitting out the segment.
May I say something real quick? While I thought individually both Amal and Michael, you were stellar in that segment, I thought I really was the star of that segment.
There's no doubt. Well, you always are, Patrick. You always are.
Patrick, when you're the point guard, don't worry. The commissioner's always going to talk to you when handing you the Larry O'Brien trophy.
I just thought, my goodness, I was at – the one thing about Rodgers is you mentioned Bird, but Rodgers can be exhausting the other way. He's so mercurial.
That's why he's leaving Green Bay.
Trust me, the whole conversation is looking to feed on that carcass.
Walkabout.
They're going to be feeding on that carcass. Nobody in Green Bay's got the guts to ask a question.
Put my performance there in the VEASAN Hall of Fame during that segment. Amal Shaw, first Big Bats, Michael Patrick. Lombardi, early tomorrow morning, Mr. Hofstra. We'll see you then. It's VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.